Good morning. It's 7:40 a.m. on Saturday, March the 23rd, 2019. It's kind of a gross morning out. It's overcast. There was a while I walked through a little patch of rain. It's like I get hit with 5 or 6 drops of rain. But it's that sort of damp, cold air. It's 40-something degrees, but it feels like 30. I'm wearing my fleece hood, my parka. I got my gloves on to keep my fingers warm. My nose is cold. Grumble, 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 grumble. But I'm up, I'm out, I'm moving, I'm walking. Recap from yesterday, the telephone turned out to be a blown fuse in the connection box outside. No charge. Guy replaced the fuses. Left me a couple extras. Toughest part was chopping down the bushes to get to the box in the garage. The bushes beside the garage grow rather vigorously between the two of us and a couple pair of long-handled shears. We managed to knock that down, get them replaced within about 15 minutes. And we're back in business. How was it? Yesterday's word count was 7,700 words. It's a pretty good day. I got about, I don't know, I didn't count them, but it was quite a list of sprints. I got, because I did the morning 3 hours, the opening 3 hours for the Novelrama. And so 3 hours, 2 per hour, so six. I got 6 sprints out before noon. And I went into it with 1,700 words, so over the course of the day, I wrote another 6,000 words. Story's coming together. I like it. I have not got any words in yet today. Today is day 2, the target word count for the weekend. For end of day today is 12,500. Another 6,250 today. So, I got 1,000 words in the bank from yesterday. If I can maintain at least 6,250 today, I will keep going. I hope I won't have as many distractions today as I did yesterday. I apologize for the late post yesterday. I got back, got some breakfast. By the time I realized I hadn't done the post yet, I was already running 25-minute sprints. So I had a lot of Facebook work to do in between actually writing my own words and encouraging other people to write their words, and so it was noon before I got back to it. So yeah, sorry about that. I should be okay today. Guys, I'm actually, I think I'm about 40 minutes earlier. With any luck at all, I'll go home and I'll still be the only one awake in the house, other than the cat. It's kind of a quiet morning. I think the cloud cover and the denseness of the air, the fact that it's Saturday, so morning traffic is considerably less. It's early Saturday, so I suspect that there's people sleeping in this morning. See little patches of light off to the south, off to the west, out over the mountains. I think this cloud bank is about to move on. Apparently we had a tornado yesterday, about 8 miles north of my house, on the ground. A tornado warning for our area, and I didn't even see it, the warning. So I'm glad it wasn't closer, like on my house, because I never would have known. Well, I probably, let me rephrase that. I would have known about the warning. I suspect I would have known about the tornado. Just one of those hunch things. I really like this house. There's a house here. That's their yard started with like two or three aspens, and because of the way aspens propagate, they run roots along under the surface, and then every once in a while they'll pop up a shoot from the roots. And so now their whole entire backyard is an aspen grove, and it's a big house. It's probably like 4 rooms shy of a McMansion. It's a big house. Has a nice, it's got a really, really nice back deck. It sits up high. I'm not sure what the internal layout of the house is, but there's a big back porch. And there's a lot of stonework and some exposed lumber that's mostly just decoration, affectation. It's still very attractive. I like it a lot. I probably didn't like paying the property taxes on it, but I like it. There's a bunch of duplexes here I'm walking by now. They're nice. As duplexes go, I don't know why they put the bedrooms together. You're gonna have a bedroom. I'd really like to have it isolated a little bit, just saying. I'm walking, I'm talking. Filling up a little warmth finally. Take my gloves off. I put the hood back, but my ears are cold already. Maybe unzip a little bit here. Oh, okay, that's better. So, I don't know. The story is, the story is a little bit still unsatisfying for me. There's a couple of things I need to fix. I was thinking about last night, looking over what I've written. What I've written is, you know, it's okay. It's pretty good. Get ready. Say it with me. I'll post. Some interesting conversations in the Article 37 group on Facebook. It's the one that keeps coming back to me is a comment about gender representation in my work. And it's one of those difficult topics. At least for me, it's a difficult topic. I'm leery about trying to write about a life I haven't lived, which means I have to get out of my comfort zone in order to write anything other than white male rural poverty. In spite of the fact that I am no longer rural or poor, at one time I was. I have some rudimentary understanding of it. But, you know, even writing women, Tanner's Fairport helped. But in large part because I had a woman who was providing technical support, for lack of a better term, to make sure that I didn't stray too far. And there is one place where I did a typically male thing, and she drew my attention to it, and I had to stop and say, okay, is this really necessary to the story? And my take on it was, yes, while this is sort of stereotypical, the reality of it is that this marker is necessary to establish a key plot point. And so I had to stay with it, even though I got a little bit abused for it. I still stand by it. I understand the abuse. I understand why the criticism comes. I just have to accept the criticism. But to get into, okay, why are there no gay people? Well, to begin with, there are gay people. Just like there are people of color, there are actually people of color in the mainstream of the books. It's just that it's not a defining characteristic. which in a certain sense I understand makes them not actually a person of color, because I'm not actually describing what the current person of color's perspective might be, because it doesn't matter there. There is no differentiation there. And I did that on purpose. There is no differentiation there. I'm not trying to appropriate it. I'm not trying to whitewash it. I'm trying to demonstrate that there's no actual need for humans to have these biases, that they can in fact be eradicated. And I appreciate that I'm not waving a particular flag on this. It seemed important to me to have this idea that 300 years from now, I can conceive of a civilization where the color of your skin or the appearance of your eyes doesn't tag you as something other. Rightly or wrongly, that's my thinking on it, and cis male white, I can say, doing the best I can. I'd like to do better. But the idea that there were no gay people in my books was, okay, there are, it's just that the way they appear, you can't really tell. For the same reason that there's no real differentiation on skin color. They don't talk different. They don't act differently. They don't do anything that's remarkable to separate them apart from everyone else. The most obvious pair were the Enderman in Doubleshire. The crew didn't treat them any differently. They didn't, they didn't fall into any particular stereotype. It just happened to be a couple. But the reality for me is that my concern is that I would do it badly, that I would create a character that was not sufficiently authentic. I have a hard enough time writing, period, full stop, I have a hard enough time writing believable characters. Characters that are true, telling stories that are made up. In large part because my lived experience is so weird. It is so at once stereotypical and at the same time mine. How much can I generalize from what I know from having lived it to what other cisgender white males know, because they've lived something different. So I get a lot of, I've gotten some heat, I don't get a lot, but I've got some heat for Greta and her relationship with Ishmael. and Ishmael and his relationship with women as a whole. It's an interesting challenge. It's like, okay, what does an actual healthy relationship look like? I'm not sure I know. I know what my relationships look like. Have they been healthy? I don't know. Most of them didn't succeed. They weren't what I would call successful relationships. So I don't know. The opportunity for me to write a gay character seems... I'm not confident enough that I could do it correctly, that I could do it right, that I could do it well, that I'm going to go and try to create some sort of gay character to be on the page the same way Pip and Ishmael are. At least not yet. Maybe someday. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.